Time for sport now with Warwick Hadfield. And Warwick, looks like Melbourne victory, all but assured the Premier's plate.
Yeah, the Premier's plate, Ellen, not something you get at a COAG meeting, but a nice little trophy for winning the home and away bit of the A-League season.
Okay.
Just one round to go. Yeah, there you go. Now, Melbourne victory beat Brisbane Roar 1-0 over the weekend. That takes them to 50 points, three ahead of Sydney FC and Perth Glory. Well, Perth, no glory at all, don't count, kicked out for breaches of the salary cap. So only Sydney, and in the most unlikely of circumstances, could knock the victory off, but the goal difference is such that the Sky Blues would need to win their last game by about 50 goals, and that just doesn't happen in soccer. And look, the FFA probably could be accused of getting ahead of itself a little bit, but it has resolved the issue of where to play the grand final should Melbourne victory host it. Now, the AFL had first dibs on Docklands, and they weren't about to give that up for anyone. So there was some talk of taking it interstate, and the Melbourne victory fans made their opinion on that well known. So common sense has prevailed. And there's a little rectangle ground, purpose-built on Swan Street in Melbourne, and guess what? That's where they're actually going to play at a real soccer ground, Ellen.
Still in the West, netball, the Fever on fire.
Yeah, look, the West Coast Fever, I mean, you used to think once upon a time they could have been coached by little Stevie Wright because they were the easy beats, but they really are the benchmark for the Trans-Tasman League season. And look, they really proved it yesterday because they went to Wellington and beat the Pulse over there. And look, winning in New Zealand in any sport is very, very difficult. They ended up winning 51 goals to 48. A victory, it has to be said, built as much around defence as attack. April Letton, Ashley Brazel and Shea Brown really doing a great job in defence for the Fever, Ellen.
Thanks very much, Warwick. Talk to you tomorrow.
Good on you.